We've been having amazing weather at the moment. In the top end, the dry's just kicked in the centre. You can go outside in the middle of the day and you're not melting. A group of 12 University of Melbourne students spent last week in remote communities of Aringuna and Amungana, working alongside community members to build shelters for the community. The project is run by Dr. David O'Brien, who's an architecture lecturer at the University of Melbourne and spent some of last week out in the communities. Dr. O'Brien, hello to you.
Hi, Adam, how are you?
Good. Why did you choose those two communities?
Those two communities actually chose us. They'd seen what we'd done in other communities in the Northern Territory and approached us and said, would we be able to work with them? Which we were.
And so how long has the project been going that you've been working with smaller communities, remote communities in the Northern Territory?
We've been working since 2008. First, we started working in communities around Darwin, Nucky's Lagoon and Gadorka and Bagot. And we did some building there. We did a computer centre, renovated some houses, did some projects like that, before doing some projects in Western Australia and the Pilbara. But now we're back working out of Central Australia.
And Amungana and Arionga, what did you build there?
We built a taxi bus shelter at the Amungana community, just at the entry to the community. And at Arionga, we built a picnic shelter, which was outside the shop overlooking the river that runs beside the town.
Paint a picture of what involvement the students have, the architecture students, and what advantages they get out of this experience.
Yeah, the students are building these pavilions. They spend 10 days on site, so we were working in two sites, so that they spent about 6 days on average on each. We've got six students in each of the groups, and they're working with the local civil works team. The students love working with the civil works guys. The civil works guys teach them, you know, a whole lot about community life and what's appropriate and you know, valuable in their communities. And the civil works guy seems to enjoy hanging around with their uni students as well. So there's lots of cross learning for the groups.
You're on ABC Local Radio, right across the Northern Territory. Adam Steer with you, and you're also hearing from Dr. David O'Brien, who's the architecture lecturer at the University of Melbourne. Dr. O'Brien, we hear often when there is new buildings being constructed in remote communities that the builders or the developers aren't necessarily liaising with the community enough and aren't listening to what the community needs are, because they can be very different from those needs of the major sort of regional centres. Did your students, I know they're built bus shelters, not residential shelters, but did your students liaise with the community much on what their requirements were?
Yeah, that's right. The main structure is pretty standard in these locations, but there's a whole lot of furniture, seating, benches and things like that that are designed along with the community members that fit inside these pavilions. And that's not fixed before the project begins. That's something that is designed and developed and built in consultation with the workers and with the community on the spot just before the construction begins. So that means that the community members actually have a say of how, you know, how this design actually works. And they're painted by the school kids as well, so that, you know, there's a whole range of members of the community that can participate in these projects, which gives a much greater sense of ownership of the by the community over the end product, which is fantastic.
And how do they respond to the project, those people in the community?
They're the ones that seem to be, you know, driving how it actually works in towards the end. So, you know, there is that sense that they've actually participated and they've helped design it and they've helped construct it, so that's a much more positive outcome than when it just comes in and built by, you know, external contractors without that level of community involvement. And that means that, you know, we believe the evidence from our previous projects shows that these are much more well looked after than other projects within the communities.
And is it a case with your project that you just go to the community once, or do you come back and do follow-up work later on?
No, you've definitely got to go back and do the follow-up work. And sometimes we've done building in the same community multiple times. But it's always an important part of our project and an important part of the research as well, to go back to the communities and see how the communities have adapted it, how the different functions occur in them. And all of that kind of evidence helps us with doing projects into the future as well. It makes us a lot smarter about what we should be doing as well.
And I imagine for the students themselves, they're architecture students, but as you said before, they're getting some hands-on experience of how these designs that they're creating are actually constructed. That must help them in the future with their future designs.
Absolutely. I think the students are very, very happy to have the opportunity to actually build something at one-to-one scale and have all of that experience with the tools and with the materials. But they also really, really appreciate the chance to have that interaction with the community, which is something that is often quite a difficult thing to manage when people are located in Melbourne. So it's a very, very important part of the process.
A couple of years shy off a decade, the projects or the program has been running for. How did it first get started in the first place?
I actually did my research looking at community development in Thailand, in rural Thailand, and I was very keen to see how that might play itself out in my own country, back here in Australia. So that was a springboard to be able to work with the communities in Australia, first approaching an organisation called Yearly Housing, which is up there in Darwin, who have been fantastic partners over the years and really helped us work with the community. So we really appreciate the input that they've had.
Good on you. So I hope the project continues for many more years to come.
Thank you very much.
This is Dr. David O'Brien, architecture lecturer at the University of Melbourne. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.